Chapter 18. After these things I saw another angel descending out of the heaven, having great authority, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried with a strong voice, saying, Great Babylon has fallen, and has become the habitation of demons, and a hold of every unclean spirit, and a hold of every unclean and hated bird, because all the nations have drunk of the wine of the fury of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have been enriched through the might of her luxury. Verse 4. And I heard another voice out of the heaven, saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye have not fellowship in her sins, and that ye do not receive of her plagues. For her sins have been heaped on one another up to the heaven, and God has remembered her unrighteousnesses. Recompense her even as she has recompensed, and double to her double, according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix to her double. So much as she has glorified herself and lived luxuriously, so much torment and grief give to her. Because she says in her heart, I sit a queen, and I am not a widow, and I shall in no wise see grief. For this reason, in one day shall her plagues come, death and grief and famine, and she shall be burnt with fire. For strong is the Lord God who has judged her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived luxuriously with her shall weep and wail over her when they see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off through fear of her torment, saying, Woe, woe, the great city, Babylon, the strong city, for in one hour thy judgment is come. And the merchants of the earth weep and grieve over her, because no one buys their lading any more, lading of gold and silver and precious stones, and pearl, and fine linen, and purple, and silk, and scarlet dye, and all fine wood, and every article in ivory, and every article in most precious wood, and in brass, and in iron, and in marble, and cinnamon, and amomum, and incense, and unguent, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and cattle, and sheep, and of horses, and of chariots, and of bodies, and souls of men. And the ripe fruits which were the lust of thy soul have departed from thee, and all fair and splendid things have perished from thee, and they shall not find them any more at all. The merchants of these things, who had been enriched through her, shall stand afar off through fear of her torment, weeping and grieving, saying, Woe, woe! The great city, which was clothed with fine linen and purple and scarlet, and had ornaments of gold and precious stones and pearls. For in one hour so great riches has been made desolate. And every steersman, and every one who sailed to any place, and sailors, and all who exercised their calling on the sea, stood afar off, and cried, seeing the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like to the great city? And cast dust upon their heads, and cried, weeping and grieving, saying, Woe, woe, the great city, in which all that had ships in the sea were enriched through her costliness. For in one hour she has been made desolate. Verse 20. Rejoice over her, heaven, and ye saints and apostles and prophets, for God has judged your judgment upon her. And a strong angel took up a stone, as a great millstone, and cast it into the sea, saying, Thus with violence shall Babylon, the great city, be cast down, and shall be found no more at all. A voice of harp singers and musicians and flute players and trumpeters shall not be heard any more at all in thee, and no artificer of any art shall be found any more at all in thee, and voice of millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee, and light of lamp shall shine no more at all in thee, and voice of bridegroom and bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great ones of the earth. For by thy sorcery have all the nations been deceived, and in her was found the blood of the prophets and saints, and of all the saints slain upon the earth.